not a very holiday-ish topic, but it is certainly right there. I mean, news today that Tiger Woods, in fact, may be filing, or that his wife may be filing for divorce. Obviously, the Hecker divorce in the headlines here locally. John and Kate, their divorce is finally complete. Maybe they'll disappear. That'd be nice. But I wanted to talk about divorce and the cost of divorce, because I think that's something that a lot of people wonder about. The average cost of a divorce in the United States, $20,000. That's the average. I was shocked by that. Ed Weiner is a divorce attorney with the firm of Moss and Barnett that, of course, has a great show here on CCO Radio at noon on Saturdays. Ed, how are you?
I'm good. May I call you Esme?
Of course.
Call me Ed. Jeez. What a holiday gift talking about divorce.
I know, but you know, it really is in the news. I wanted to ask you, though, news that Tiger Woods' wife may, in fact, file for divorce. It's not definite, but how much could she get in a divorce?
Well, Esme, the prior news from last week and the week before was that, of course, there's an anti-nuptial agreement. If that contract that they signed before their marriage, frequently called a prenup, is enforced, she will receive what that document provides for her. So nobody really knows from the outside. I'm sure that when she entered into the agreement, it was probably considered fair by her and her counsel. So I presume with his wealth, she'll get a lot.
Well, is an anti-nup the same as a prenup? I mean, it occurs before. And there's also such a thing as a post-nup, right?
That is correct. And don't say anti-nup.
Anti.
A lot of people say that. It's not anti-marriage. It's pre-marriage.
Right. I mean, let me ask you. I mean, is that just for really rich people?
No, absolutely not. Because all of us, you acquire assets, you have income, you want to protect it. No matter how rich or not rich you are, you want to protect what you have. So it's really a document that can protect almost every person.
I mean, are really middle-class people in Minnesota signing prenups?
Some of them are. Very few people actually have prenuptial agreements, and that's a problem because that sometimes can lead to those expensive divorces you were talking about.
To me, it seems antithetical to you're going into marriage and then you're signing something about, well, what happens if you get divorced? It doesn't quite jive. I've always sort of found it very difficult to understand. But let me ask you about the Hecker case. What I don't understand there is the judge said, okay, you're divorced, but now you got to have a trial. How common is that to divide all the assets or whatever assets there are?
This time of year, you might see that more than other times because in many cases, it's important to be divorced before January 1 of the next year because for tax reasons, income tax reasons, because the people can then file as married, as single rather than married, filing separately. So you'll find a number of cases where people are rushing to have the decree entered. And sometimes the courts will bifurcate, will separate so that they give the divorce, but they retain jurisdiction over financial issues, for example.
And how common are these trials and how do they work? Is it just the judge who decides?
In Minnesota, in the Hennepin County area, metropolitan area generally, about 98 to 99% of the cases are decided by the parties by settling. And that's what good attorneys try to have their clients do is settle. We don't want to go before a judge. Why expose your client to somebody who can decide that person's future, financial and otherwise? It's better to control it yourself and settle. So we all encourage that, and we're very successful. 98-99% do settle.
Obviously, that is not the case with the Heckers. I mean, clearly, their trial will go forward. But who would decide, who would preside at that trial? I mean, you don't have a jury, do you?
No, we have no juries in Minnesota. Some states do have juries. In their case, and we don't know that it will be tried, of course, they may settle. Many, many cases settle at the courthouse, on the courthouse steps. We simply don't know. But a judge in Minnesota is the person who will decide if the case is tried.
All right. Any predictions on the outcome of that one?
I can't predict. No, I'm not a betting person.
All right. And, I mean, that is an unusual case because most cases locally certainly don't garner that kind of publicity when it comes to a divorce case.
The interesting thing, Esme, is there are many, many prominent people in this state and all around the country who get divorced, and nobody ever hears about it because, again, good divorce lawyers try to protect their clients, keeping things private, confidential. We try not to have people become aware of other people's situations. And the celebrities, on the other hand, they don't have that protection.
All right. Well, Ed Weiner from Moss & Barnett, thank you so much, sir, for joining us.
Well, I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.